We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
District Attorney Leon Canizzaro, we go. I don't know if you... So first of all, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tommy.
Thank you for taking the time with us. I think this is outrageous. That this guy that got in a Lamborghini, he was drunk because he had a 0.11 blood alcohol content, drove 118 miles an hour at least. In 2015, had a young lady, Christy Lorette, in his car, 23. He drives it into the wall. She's dead. And bottom line, I guess, is what? He spends how much time in jail and walks out, sir?
On a five-year sentence, Tommy, he spent 9 months.
How can that happen?
Well, you know, I guess the simple answer is that in the law in Louisiana, with our sentencing reforms that have been passed by our legislature in the past few years, I think we're going to start seeing more and more sentences like this where a judge will impose a particular number, and for instance, in this case, a five-year sentence, and people will be able to get out of jail in shorter periods of time than I think most would anticipate. I certainly think, and you know, the Lorette family, I know their disappointment. I share their disappointment. I empathize with them for their loss. This is sort of the reopening of an old wound for them. They were very much involved in this case. They were present for all of the proceedings. They gave victim impact. They heard the judge sentence him. She essentially sentenced him to a 10-year sentence. And five of those years were suspended, which meant he had to serve 5 years in jail. And again, because of the what we call our justice reinvestment, and I think the rush by many to lower the prison population, we are seeing people who are going to be released from jail after serving a far fewer amount of time, a lesser amount of time than people would anticipate. I guess the bottom line is, you know, we as a group, as a people, we've all talked about we want truth in sentencing. We want to know what exactly is going to be a sentence that someone serves when a judge imposes that sentence. In this particular case, the judge imposed a five-year sentence, essentially of jail time, but we find that the individual served nowhere near that amount of time, actually incarcerated.
So how do you go from 5 years to 9 months? Because that, to me, makes no sense at all.
Well, the Department of Corrections calculates this by allowing an individual to participate in certain programs. If you participate in certain programs in the DOC, then you will get certain credits for time served. Keep in mind that this particular crime was not considered a crime of violence, so he was entitled to only have to serve on a five-year sentence 35% of the 5 years.
But let me drill it down on that for a second, if I can, Leon, because he was driving drunk. There's no doubt about that, right?
That's correct.
But he wasn't driving drunk enough, and I don't say that flippantly.
No, that's a very good point, Tommy, because under our vehicular homicide law, if the person's blood alcohol content is above a 0.20, then the law considers that particular offense as a crime of violence. And if it is considered a crime of violence, then he is required to serve 75% of whatever sentence the judge imposes. Since his blood alcohol content was less than a 0.20, as you mentioned, it was a 0.11, he is entitled to the more generous benefits with regard to good time, which meant he was required to serve 35% of the sentence in the first place. And again, he could even cut that down by participating in other programs within the Department of Corrections.
Does that say anything about how serious we really are or are not when it comes to drunk driving in Louisiana?
Well, you know, certainly we have the laws in place. The vehicular homicide statute allows for a sentence of up to 30 years. It's a pretty tough law. And I can't, you know, look, from our point of view, the defendant was charged with vehicular homicide. That was the most serious crime he committed. In our opinion, he pled guilty as charged to that. The judge imposed what she thought was an appropriate sentence. He was a first offender. She took into account the victim's statements. But again, I think the important thing here is that no one really had any idea that on a five-year sentence, he was going to serve only 9 months, less than 1 year of that sentence. I think that is the problem. And that, you know, to a large extent, we say, looking in hindsight, well, we did not consider this as serious as it should have been. And again, as I say, in the rush to release or remove or downsize the prison population, we're going to see more and more cases like this, I think, coming across. Sort of, you guys are going to be looking at more things like this.
We're going to take a break if you have more time. I'm looking at some of the courses he completed here. 90 days of credit for anger management. I don't know that this crime had anything to do with anger. Cage Your Rage, 60 days of credit for completing a nurturing parenting course. And then 12 days of credit each for completing pre-release personal development, problem solving and decision making, anger management, values clarification and goal setting, victim awareness, restitution, employment skills, job placement assistance, money management, reentry support resources, and counsel on individual community. By reentry, it seems as though we're trying to have a one-size-fits-all thing, and that's not working very well. I think a lot of times we hear about cases and we say to ourselves, whatever happened to that? I guess that guy's still in jail. Well, if you remember the story that happened back in 2016, and I believe it was a doctor's car that was involved, but Jason Adams takes a ride with Christy Lorette. He's drunk. Goes up to 118 miles an hour, maybe more than that, runs into a flood wall on Chapultepec, kills her. I think he broke his leg. And he spends 9 months in jail, and now he's out. And it seems to me somebody has the answer for this young woman's death, and I don't know that he is. Leon Canizzaro is our guest, the district attorney of New Orleans. So, you know, I'm seeing some things here, Leon, about, you know, the prison system saying, hey, it's not public safety corrections, not us. The judge is saying, not me. Certainly it's not y'all. Who's got the fault in this? Whose actions led to this guy walking out of jail in 9 months?
Well, again, you know, the Department of Corrections is essentially following what is the law that is given to them by our legislature. Our legislature, a bill signed, passed by the legislature, signed by the governors. They essentially believe this is the will of the people. This is what the people of the state of Louisiana wanted with regard to what we call justice reinvestment, downsizing the prison population state of Louisiana. And you know, you see, I think what is here is a very unjust situation. Again, and as I said earlier, Tommy, it's very difficult for the Lorette family to accept this. You think about it, a five-year sentence, which the judge imposed, no one seemed to have a problem with that. We understand that at the very outset, on a five-year sentence, given the good time requirements in Louisiana, he's going to serve about 9 months, a little bit more than 9 months on a sentence like that. The Department of Corrections calculates that to basically the number of days that he will ultimately be required to serve. They say 639 days is essentially a little more than 9 months. And then they start talking about things that he can do, that list that you just went through, things that he can cut those 639 days if he participates and successfully completes the program that you mentioned before the break. He did those things. He was given 360 days of credit. Basically, not only does he only have to serve 35%, he completes the program. He gets essentially another year cut off of his sentence. And now he serves, as we saw here, he serves something like 279 days on a five-year sentence. And people are truly outraged. As I said, you know, I think what people are concerned about, I think people can accept. You may disagree with a sentence that is imposed, maybe too harsh, maybe too slight. I can understand that. But I think there should be at least some what we call truth. There should be some veracity to the sentence, that when you impose a certain sentence, everyone knows he's going to serve a particular amount of time of this sentence, and it's not going to be some ridiculous, ridiculously short sentence on a five-year number like this.
Let me go back, if I can, to where this all started. He pled guilty, right? And Judge Pittman, Robin Pittman, whom I know, sentenced him to 10 years, five of those suspended. Was that part of a plea agreement?
There's really no plea agreement, at least from our perspective. I am sure that from the defense's perspective, I am sure his attorney talked to the judge about what would you give me if we plead guilty as charged.
Do you all have a say-so in that at all, Leon?
Not with regard to sentencing.
Look, I got you.
We charged him with vehicular homicide. That's what he did. He pled guilty to that. He admitted to that. He went in court, took responsibility for the action. The sentence is up to the judge. She could have imposed a sentence of anywhere from 5 years up to 30 years. In this case, at least three of those years had to be without benefits of probation, parole, or suspension. He had to serve at least 3 years in jail. The judge went above that. She gave him 5 years in jail. So, again, certainly I'm sure Mr. Adams' attorneys went to the judge and attempted to persuade her to be as close as they could to the three-year minimum, and the judge listened to the victims. She listened to the impact statements. I believe she even ordered a pre-sentence investigation into his background. So she was armed with enough information, and she imposed what was a legal sentence. We can't argue or disagree with her sentence. That was a legal sentence, and that is what she thought was appropriate under the circumstances. Again, but I think what has everyone up in arms, as you correctly say, is that on the sentence that she imposed, he served such little time that it's disturbing. It's disturbing to the family that wasn't sort of what they anticipated a five-year sentence was going to result in.
So how do we get from 5 to 9 months? Is that because of these programs, the things that I kind of raced through because we were getting to the break? Pre-release, personal development, problem solving and decision making, anger management, values clarification and goal setting achievement, victim awareness and restitution, employment skills and job placement assistance, money management, reentry support resources, counsel on individual community reentry. I don't know anything about this, but it smells like BS to me. Are these legitimate programs?
Well, these are programs that are offered in the Department of Corrections. If an inmate successfully completes those programs, he can accumulate. They give him credits. They take time off of his sentence for completing. There's a list of about a dozen or so programs you can participate in the DOC. And if a person successfully completes the program, they will give him a little certificate. They will note that in their record room, and they will deduct certain time for his participation in that program. His actual credits, for the total number of days he was entitled to was something like 370 days. But the maximum allowable credits he could receive was 360 days. So he got the maximum amount of credit he could receive for participating in these what they call self-help programs while in the DOC. So he got essentially a year cut off of his sentence in addition to the requirement that he would only have to serve 35% of the five-year sentence to start off with. So he gets the 35% as long as there's no behavior problems, and then in addition to that, he gets another year cut off.
Outside of this case, and I got to believe you all would have looked into this, these programs that I just mentioned and you were referring to in a dozen or so programs, do they really accomplish anything? Does it keep the prisoners busy? Does it serve to decrease the jail population? I guess what I'm asking, honestly, is there any real merit to these?
Well, you know, Tommy, in some cases, I do think, look, we have in Louisiana a problem that I have seen this for a very long time. In many cases, the majority of the people who find themselves in the criminal justice system are undereducated. They have no job skills. They have substance abuse, they have drug problems, or they have mental health issues. The mental health issues is something that's not necessarily addressed in the jail, but certainly education, job training, even to some extent substance abuse counseling can be addressed while someone is in custody. So to answer your question, certainly some of these programs can help the individuals. Some people actually take advantage of the programs, and it makes them a little bit better when they come out than when they went in. But in a situation where you have someone, I think in this particular case, you have a person who sort of has the benefit of an education, he has the ability to earn a living. This is the type of person where when he goes out and messes up a person that, let's say, is already rehabilitated, the purpose of, in my opinion, his being incarcerated is simply punishment. He simply is to be punished for the wrong that he did, for the acts that he committed, and the harm that he caused to these victims. This is not necessarily a person who needs to improve with regard to an education or obtaining some job skill, because he's in possession of those qualities or abilities already. So I guess, you know, certainly from the overall perspective, I think the programs are good. I think in this particular case, we saw this was an individual who took advantage of the programs. It certainly cut his sentence, and I can certainly understand how the victim's family is extremely upset about this, because as I said, I don't think this is what they anticipated. This is not what they had hoped for with regard to the resolution of this case.
We only have a minute left, and I don't know if you can separate Leon Cannizzaro from District Attorney Leon Cannizzaro, but what would have been justice in your opinion in this case?
Well, again, it's hard to say, Tommy, that, you know, and it is difficult. I can't really fault the judge. She thought this was an appropriate sentence. Certainly whenever someone gets behind the wheel of an automobile and they're in an intoxicated state and they're driving as with the rate of speed and recklessly as this person was, certainly you expect and anticipate that people are going to get hurt. I can't really fault the judge. I think certainly the 5-year sentence was an appropriate sentence. We wish that someone would have served a greater portion of the 5-year sentence as the law had initially spelled out.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, sir. We are out of it. I hope you come back and join us. Leon Cannizzaro, New Orleans DA.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.